Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. So we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves. So it's time for you to learn about the magical DC Love.
Good morning, Barbara. Hello, everyone.
Good morning.
This is the magical DC Love. I'm so happy to be here with you guys. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher. I'm also certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, and I'm also published in their books. And as you know, of course, I'm a radio show host. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my beautiful fur baby Ginger, and also the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. I connected with Joan. She was in a coma. I was walking past the television, and they had mentioned her, and the next thing I knew, she began to talk to me. So I sort of didn't pay attention to her, and she really got in my face a few hours later, and I had to pay attention. But it did take me quite a while to realize, you know, you do have a connection with Joan that is really, it is a beautiful connection. And she left this door open, and others from the other side have walked through it. And now I have the ability, you know, to really, really relate and work with a lot of people, as well as, you know, connecting with such amazing and fascinating mixtures of divine source. And prior to these beautiful changes that I've had, you know, and I can't imagine, like, all this that has gone on, I can't imagine not having this. But I did have a work background, believe it or not, in law enforcement. And I've hung up my 357, and I now offer angelic love to serve and protect. I have come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. So this is the force that I now belong to, and it's the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings, and good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, a master solution technique practitioner, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author. I help men and women of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my wisdom that I've gained from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they're no longer living stuck in problems. They move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many years of questioning and seeking truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. So I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes a session with me a safe place because nothing is just, giving everyone the complete freedom to be. You can learn more about me or DC Love by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and you'll find Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will connect you to DC's Facebook page. I think it will. And my Learn More button will take you to more information about me. Feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information there for you. And you may just find what you're looking for. So, DC, what do you have for us today? Okay, DC, if you're talking, you are muted and no one can hear you.
Is that better, Barbara?
Much.
Awesome. So I do have an angel prayer, and it's entitled A Prayer for the Fallen, Soldiers and Family. Dear angels, I ask for you to support and guide the fallen soldiers and families. These soldiers gave unselfishly for our safety and defended our rights. Please return them to perfect health and happiness in the heavenly dimension they now reside. Help them find peace in your wings, love from your heart, and joy from your strength. Be of assistance to them as they continue to guard and protect their families and friends Show them they can still offer protection from the heavens. Their work is not complete, and they could still assist their loved ones by doing good deeds for them. Help the fallen to hear the prayers of their families and to provide healings to them as they grieve their loss. Offer the families a bright sun to shine down on them, warm them, and feel the love that never dies between them. Watch over their families and let them feel all the soldiers rally around them to push on with their hopes and dreams. Let the memories fill the families and offer comfort as they start a new chapter in life. So that was a beautiful little prayer that I was guided to read. Okay. Okay. And now I have a message, a channeled message from Archangel Jeremiah. Okay. Okay, so Archangel Jeremiah is, you know, hope that we all had, you know, a really blessed holiday weekend. And here's his message. Blessings, beloved ones. I am Archangel Jeremiah. I am known as the Angel of Hopeful Visions and Dreams. My name means God's mercy. I can help you to change your life for the better as you realize what God would like you to do in order to fulfill your divine life purpose. If you want to get to know yourself better on a soul's level and are prepared to do the work, call upon me. I can help you to evaluate your life without harsh judgment, seeing where you could have done things differently, learning from past mistakes. Then healing can occur, helping you to connect to a life on a more profound level, as you move forward in a positive direction. I can also help you to look inward and see all the beautiful qualities that you may have overlooked as you connect with the light within, developing your unique skills and talents. I will remain by your side, helping you to manifest your dreams, not allowing anything to distract you from your mission. I am here to accompany you on this journey. Invite me to join you today. Beloved ones, I can help you trust in your psychic abilities and to tap into your psychic consciousness, helping you to see what you are truly capable of as you connect with your higher self. If you are in need of clarity while contemplating career decisions, I will assist you in making the right decisions that will help you to move confidently forward. You will have clear vision as you achieve your goals. If it is health changes that you are contemplating, call upon me. I will encourage you daily to make choices that will benefit you, as well as bringing you an overall sense of peace as you continue to stay on this path. If there are times when life has you down and you feel that you can't cope, call upon me, and I will be right by your side. I will guide you from a negative mindset and help you to see all that life does have to offer. Please, allow me to come in and help you. When you hold the intention of connecting, I will be right by your side. You can tell me anything that is weighing heavily upon your heart. I will help to clear up any confusion and intercede on your behalf when needed. I am here. Anytime you want to connect, assisting you is of the utmost importance. I am Archangel Jeremiah. And I do have one more message, and it's from Mother Mary. Blessings of love and light, dear children. It is I, Mother Mary, who come before you today. Live a life that is positive. Appreciate all that you've been given. Let your light shine and be an example for others to follow. Listen to your heart and allow it to guide you. Live your passion. Never give up on your dreams. You are an unlimited soul. Live with purpose. Always be kind and have compassion for your fellow man. Love yourself first unconditionally, and then you can do the same for others. This is a gift that will make a positive difference in your life, as well as the lives of others, and it is so empowering. Remain fully present. There is only one time that is important, and it is now. Spend less time analyzing and more time enjoying your life and the world around you. This will help you to stay centered. Believe in yourself and your future. Take steps to make your dreams become a reality. See prosperity, abundance, and success in your future. It is your birthright, and don't be afraid to be who you want to be. Allow the universe to guide you. Align now with the longings of your soul. Be joyful in whatever you do. See the world through the eyes of a child. It will take you from ordinary to extraordinary. Colors will appear brighter. Life will be more exciting, and you will begin once again to live from the heart. Be an example for others to follow. You are here now and are so important. You are already making a difference in the lives of others. The love and light within you, dear children, is so needed. This is your life. Trust yourself. Accept. Forgive. And love the person that you are right now. You are awakening to your higher self and your life mission. Feel more. Think less. Everything you need is within you. Listen to your sacred heart. You can live a life of greatness. The time has arrived. Live from a place of love. Your path awaits you. You have the power to make your dreams come true. I will be with you every step of the way. I love you, Mother Mary. And Barbara, those are my messages.
Wonderful. Thank you, DC. And, okay. I was checking in, you know, to see what exactly Jesus wanted today. Which sounds kind of like a weird thing for me to say, which it probably is, but that's beside the point. So anyway, I am actually supposed to share the message that I got when DC did an eye reading for me. She did one for me this weekend for my birthday. And I am supposed to share that message instead of giving you a new message from Jesus. So now you all have to wait the 15 seconds. It takes my computer to pull up what I'm trying to do. And I think this is, no, I'm not going to tell you what I think because it's not about what I think. This is something that is needs to be heard so that you can each have some idea of who you are, really. Yeah. Okay. All I have to do is find the messages, right, DC? There we go. So here's the message that I got from Mother Mary through DC Love, who did an eye reading for me. Blessings of love and light, beloved Barbara. It is so wonderful to connect with you on your special day. You are a magnificent example of the divine feminine. This is a time of empowerment and miracles. I am joined by Mary Magdalene, White Tara, and Kuan Yin. We honor your healing journey. You are a blessing to all that know you, as well as those who connect with you via your radio shows. You have been a healer and teacher through many lifetimes. It is now time to take on a leadership role and connect with larger groups of people. You are joined by Archangel Michael, who will help you to have the courage needed to step onto the grander stage. You have to let go of that which holds you back. Your divine feminine energy is expanding. We will help you to have all the tools needed to proceed forward, giving birth to a new paradigm of divine feminine leadership. We bless you as you become the woman you are meant to become. Honor who you are. Co-create with the masters. See yourself the way we see you, through the eyes of love. This is your time. You will have to accept being seen and being vulnerable, but will have many blessings as you bless others. You will go on magical journeys as you step into power. You are part of this movement taking place presently, the divine feminine Christ consciousness. You have so much to share and teach to others. It is now time to stand in your power. You are the Earth Master. You are an Earth Master. Kali has been working with you for some time now. You will notice many more masters coming forth to accompany you. Buddha is with you now as you are ascending. Also, you mention your upcoming birthday on Monday, on Morning with Jesus, while in conversation with DC and Queen. You talked about your skin looking younger also. The reason your skin looked different is because you have recognized your divinity and beauty. You are a divine goddess. You are recognizing your divine potential. Honor your truth. You are rebirthing as a beautiful master leader. We love you. Happy birthday, Mother Mary. Okay, so that's what I was supposed to share with you guys. And
beautiful. Barbara, I get choked up. I got choked up when I had to deliver the message to you. I got choked up again while I was hearing it again. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, and it just fills me with this beautiful energy. It's like, yes, I love life. I love myself. Isn't everything wonderful?
Oh, that's beautiful. It certainly is. Oh, my goodness, yes.
Okay, so we have come to the time in the show where we take questions from callers, but we don't have any callers, and the chat room is definitely not working, so I don't know if this is going to be our shortest show ever or what.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it is what it is, and we do what we're supposed to do, so I don't know. But I'm getting, Barbara, that Ginger's saying that you have a totem frog with you. That is your totem for today. Sing,
okay.
Frog, sing. Rains. Sing, frog, sing. Call the rains. Quench the dryness. Cleanse the earth and fill them up again. And it says, frog like ourselves is a polywog in the fetal waters and only learns to hop after it experiences the world of fluidity. So like the frog, you are asked to know when it is time to refresh, to purify, and to refill the coffers of the soul. Okay, so if the little frog is popping in to say hi to you, Barbara, and it says ribbit, it may be calling in the cleansing that you are needing. Okay, so I don't know, you'll have to sit and think about that. Okay?
Okay.
And the key thought is to find a way to rid yourself of distractions, and to replace the mud with clear water, then replenish your parched spirit, your body, and mind. Okay, and the frog, is there to give support and energy, where it is needed, okay? And it can cleanse, negativity from the environment, okay? So I don't know if that's resonating with you, but that's what Ginger said. Mom, she's got the frog today. And the frog does speak of new life, Barbara, in harmony through its rain song. Okay?
Okay.
I sort of feel like there's something there that really is validated, And you can call to the frog and find joy of taking time to give to yourself. And a part of the giving is cleansing yourself of any person, place, or thing that doesn't contribute to your new state of serenity and replenishment.
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Yes, it really does. So little frog just came by and, said ribbit. And I'm also getting that you have new talents, Barbara. So there's going to, be new talents coming forward. It's going to bring you expansion, freedom, and happiness. And you're to really, to add to the skills that you presently have.
Mm-hmm.
And the skills that are coming forward are going to be really vital for your life's mission. So I don't know if there's anything that's been, that you've been thinking of. But this is a time to really to start to take action and expand your beautiful gifts because, Barbara, it's time to grow.
Yes, it definitely is. And I have been doing that. So, yes, this is definitely what I'm living.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, I had a little bit of a crazy morning before connecting because I messaged you that I wasn't going to be here. I had my grandson Jackson, as we usually have, and then our granddaughter had a really bad headache, and she felt like she was going to throw up. So, needless to say, I didn't think it'd be good sound effects to be sitting giving angel readings, connecting with Jesus and Mother Mary, and hear someone throwing up in the background.
Oh, that's true. I imagine that would have been a little distracting.
Yes, she ended up. Little Jackson comes in, he wants French toast. So she ended up eating French toast. And then I, looked up, I said, bananas are really helpful when you have a headache. The nutrients in the banana actually gets rid of some of the pain. So she had a banana, she felt better. And then it was really funny. Her mom had come back and said, that there wasn't work today, which was the first time that has happened, you know, and little Jackson was mad that he had to go home so soon. Like, looking like, that's the shortest visit ever. I just had French toast, you know, so it was so funny. But I was like, you know what, everything worked out because, you know, my granddaughter felt better, which was beautiful. And then her mom came and got them, and then I had, like, you know, a little bit of time to prepare and get ready for the show. So it was really beautiful because I don't feel like my day starts the right way if I don't start in this way on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I love it.
I know. Yeah. It's like, oh, something's missing.
Yeah. And I just said to my husband, I just can't have a show because I'm not going to be able to concentrate, worried about if she's going to throw up, you know?
Yeah.
So. But thank goodness,
I'm
she
glad
did feel better.
Feeling better. Yeah.
Yeah, she felt nice to get out in the sunshine a little bit. It's so beautiful. Oh, my goodness. It's so warm, and it's just so beautiful. The sunshine always helps. It helps everything.
Yes, it does.
Yes. So that was my crazy start to the day. I mean, a crazy, I resonate with crazy. I always have a crazy start to the day, but that was my, I guess, my crazy start for today.
And now you have a day where you can do what you want to and you don't have any grandchildren to tend to, so.
Yeah, my goodness. Well, I did want to go to the one store that has, like, organic things really cheap, so I wanted to go and get a couple of things, and I think I'm going to take a nap because I always get up really early for Jackson. So I think I'm going to take a little nap later after I go and grab a couple of things maybe at the store.
Well, good.
Yeah.
That could be your special gift, your day of freedom.
Freedom or sleep. I don't know what it is because I think, like, going through, like, an ascension process, and I wake up at, like, 2 or 3 in the morning, and then I can't go back to sleep. It's just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like, oh, my goodness, like, I have to. And I ended up, like, with the holiday weekend and everything, I ended up cooking for 2 days for my family. So I'm a little bit tired. So I just have to just, you know, get out. I think myself and the sunshine, take Callie, and we're going to go for a nice walk and just enjoy the beautiful day.
Well, that sounds like a wonderful gift to give to yourself. So do that.
And Ginger's saying, Mom, tell Auntie Barbara she doesn't get outside enough and, you know, connect with nature.
I will get outside today. I promise.
Okay, because is it beautiful there? Is the sun shining as beautifully as it is here?
Yes, the sun is shining and it's going to be warm, probably around 90 degrees.
Oh, my goodness.
It's almost summer.
It is. It is. And it's just a beautiful season to be enjoyed. Well, Ginger St. Mom, you have one more message for Auntie Barbara. So a beautiful angel is coming forward and letting you know, Barbara, that, you know, there is a new chapter of your life just around the corner, and you're supposed to embrace it, as we know. And, you know, there's nothing to fear. You don't have to worry about the unknown. Even though, like, I think you already, you know, you're getting good at this. Even though you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, that you're able to trust.
Yeah.
And this angel is saying you're always on the right path. Even if you think you're strayed from, you know, completely off of it, you're not. So you have this beautiful, magnificent new chapter of your, you know, of your life, Barbara. And you're probably, have you had, like, some endings, maybe, like, a little bit of endings to make room for these new beginnings? Have different things, you know, started to end?
Yeah, I am seeing some things that I think are endings, and I'm okay with that. I'm perfectly fine with it.
Right, right. Well, you're going to see the light shining on you brighter than you've ever seen before, Barbara. This is going to be a magnificent, you know, new chapter of your life, and really embrace it.
I will. I think I am.
Yes, yes. Really, really beautiful. Oh, my goodness. And it's just, I just feel the excitement. Even as I channeled Mother Mary's message, I was, like, getting so, so excited. I was like, oh, my goodness.
Yes, everything's falling into place. And it really
does feel, oh, my goodness, so beautiful.
Yes, definitely.
And I'm just getting, you know, I just see, like, little butterflies all around you, Barbara.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you're going to be like really empowered during this time. There's going to be healings, and you're just going to feel free, a sense of freedom.
Wonderful.
Beautiful.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yep, and I'm sure that you have like turned, you know, to listen to your heart, the callings of your heart, to really to help you on the next steps of your journey.
Yeah, I am.
That's beautiful. I can't wait to hear everything that's going to, you know, all the excitement that's occurring.
I can't wait to experience
it. Outside,
so I can share
saying,
it.
You just sit there and dance. She's saying, Auntie Barbara, you've got to let go, get out there and dance. It's going to be so healing. Being out in nature and just rolling around and dancing. Yep.
Okay. So now I have to go outside and dance. Well, that'll have to be either early in the morning or late at night when it's cooler. Oh, summer in Oklahoma, you don't do anything outside in the middle of the day. It's too hot.
Well, Ginger's saying, you know what, you got to surrender all of that. We're not going to worry about temperature. We're not going to worry about anything. You're just going to get out there, and you're going to do a divine dance.
Okay. I will do my best.
Yes. Oh, that's beautiful. So, so beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it feels just like, I don't know, it's a crazy, for some reason, it's just like a crazy morning, too. I don't know. And today, I guess, well, today is the full moon, isn't it? I think that's maybe something, too, that's happening. Yeah, I believe there's a full moon.
I don't really pay attention to the moon except to notice that it's out there.
But I used to pay attention quite a bit because when I worked in law enforcement, whenever we would have a full moon, all the crazies would come out. So it would really, you know, you'd see a difference in people's behavior, believe it or not, Barbara.
Well, I can understand that, yeah, because that it does affect us.
Yeah, so I would pay like a lot more attention than I do now. I noticed, but I believe it is a full moon out there. So hopefully everybody's, you know, they're doing something and getting ready for the new chapters of their lives, because that's what I've been getting for a lot of people. Like you're entering this new time. It's a new chapter. It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah,
really, really beautiful.
Year of big changes for people.
Yes, yes. Oh my goodness, yes. And it's really a time, you know, to just really create what you've been waiting for, what you've been wanting. And we've all got to realize we are the ones that create our own future, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm working on. I'm working on actually creating what I desire. So.
Yeah.
And that feels good.
That's beautiful. It's really, really beautiful. I just can't, like I said, I can't wait. And you've grown so much since I've known you spiritually. And you're just branching off, like here, there, and everywhere.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Oh, it's just a wonderful experience, and I'm really enjoying it.
Yes. It is so, so beautiful. And I, too, am growing, and I'm just blessed for all the different opportunities that have become, you know, available for me. And I'm celebrating, you know, just being here and, you know, and just being connected with everyone and everything that I'm able to do. And I honor, you know, what I'm able to do to help others.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
It is. It is truly a blessing.
Well, great.
It's a quiet morning, I guess, Barbara.
I guess so. So we might as well, get back to our thing, whatever that is that you wanted to do. You may want to go take a nap.
Well, I'm just going to surrender. I'm going to surrender all of this and know that everything is unfolding the way it's supposed to. And it's giving us an opportunity for me to take a walk and you to go out and dance.
Okay.
So we're going to surrender, and we're going to wait for the miracles to unfold.
Yes. Wonderful.
Awesome.
I love it.
Yes.
All right. Well, then we'll be back on Thursday morning, and maybe more people will call in with questions then or not. Who knows? Anyway, we're going to have fun and enjoy our lives no matter what.
Yes.
So thanks to everyone who's listening, and we will talk to you on Thursday. Bye-bye, everybody.
Have a great day.